When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Hey, folks, Dr. Joe Esposito here. I am glad you're with me today. We're going to talk today about something called forever chemicals, and also why is the younger generation so sick? I mean, there's some scary stuff going on, and I see it in practice. I see it with people I know personally. Younger generation is experiencing much more higher levels of cancer and chronic diseases, and I think we know why. And we're going to talk about this because it's not just for the younger generation, it's for the old folks as well. Lifestyle factors, of course. A lot of young people today are exposed to a lot of unhealthy habits like poor diet, lack of exercise, smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, diabetes, heart disease, vaping. They sit in dark rooms and play video games for days on end, not just hours on end, days on end. Fast food is just crazy out of control. Food is being delivered to the young generation and sometimes the older generation, so they don't have to leave their room, their dark little room, for watching movies or TV or playing games. So it's a very different world that we're dealing with. There's environmental factors. Our environment plays a huge role in our health. Young people today are exposed to more pollutants, toxins, and chemicals. It's in the water. It's in the food supply. More than any of us have ever been exposed to. You're getting exposed to thousands of chemicals every day. Every day. And it comes from so many different sources, the air, the water. I've talked about water filters, whole house water filters, for years. And then the past couple of weeks, you see these articles coming out on plastics being found in water bottles. Well, I talked about this 15 years ago, and finally it made the mainstream. So it's really important that you consider that. I don't like to drink out of plastic bottles. I like my metal stainless steel containers. Even if it's water, I'll just put water in something that's stainless steel or glass. I really want you to stay away from plastic. We'll talk about that in a second. But these environmental factors contribute to development of cancer and other chronic diseases. Anxiety, depression, bipolar, fatigue, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. I'm seeing it every day, and it's on almost all kids across the board. When I first got in practice, I didn't see a lot of teenagers and preteens as patients. Now we see them all day, every day. They've got headaches. They've got back pain. They've got digestive issues. They've got constipation. They've got nutritional deficiencies. We see it all day, every day. And I know the trend. Been in practice almost 40 years, and I'm seeing it a lot more with adult patients as well. For example, when I first got in practice, I could say I never saw a kidney patient. Somebody with kidney failure. I could say never. For years, decades. Now we're seeing 2 and 3 a week. What's going on? Something's different. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Stress. Younger people have a lot more stress than older generations, like work, school, relationships, financial pressures. I heard some of my staff members, younger staff members, talking the other day, something about kids. And they said, I could never afford to have a kid. That was not a thought in my generation. Can I afford to have a kid? Do I want to have a kid? But could I afford to have a kid? That was an interesting twist when I heard that. And that's kind of these things that are spurring on this show today. A lot more screen time, phones, computers. We have a sedentary lifestyle. Lack of physical activity raises the risk of obesity and related health problems. Dietary changes. Young people consume diets that are high in processed foods, sugars, unhealthy fats, fast foods. We're using linoleic acids, omega-6 fatty acids, seed oils, they're called. Polyunsaturated fats, they have a lot of different names. And these oils are so dangerous for you. Very seldom do I see the younger generation eating a salad, eating fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. I hardly ever see that. I have staff. I have patients. I'm out in the public. I see what's going on. And it's scary. And I don't want to, you know, be an alarmist, but yeah, this is alarming stuff. So a combination of these factors, plus genetic predispositions, because the parents, my generation and, you know, our generations, were exposed to chemicals that may have had done DNA damage to us. And now we're passing it on to the kids as well. So it's important for individuals to be aware of these factors and make lifestyle choices that are going to prevent it. So the good news is that there's good news. This doesn't have to be an ongoing process. This can be something that you can simply stop. And the nice part is you have control over that. I want to talk about something called forever chemicals. Now, I've talked about these for years. Now they have a name for them. Now, these are chemicals that we either ingest or inhale. They're synthetic chemicals, and they're either per- or polyfluoroalkyl substances. We're going to call them PFAs. So as we continue talking, it's a per- or polyfluoroalkyl substances. When I say PFAs, just know I'm referring to this one type of what's called forever chemicals. They're in cookware, they're in packaging, they're in furniture, clothes, carpets. They are impossible to avoid. I don't care how healthy you are, chances are you're exposed to these multiple times a day. Studies show that nearly everyone has been exposed to them. 97% of Americans have them in their blood. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. A new report published in a journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology. It's a whole new world, a whole new branch of healthcare, sick care, on exposure to environmental toxins. They found that people with cancer had significantly higher levels of forever chemicals in their bodies. Now, could these chemicals be responsible for chronic diseases like cardiovascular disease and cancer? This is a question we're desperate to answer. I guess my opinion, I should say, is a resounding yes. Because these chemicals have come about just as the rise of chronic illnesses come about. And we see the link to it as well. Forever chemicals break down very slowly. They can stay in your body for months or even years. What makes them different and important is that they're toxic, they're entirely man-made, and they can remain in the environment for a long time once they're put there. So how harmful are they to your health? They've been linked. Cancer, reduced fertility, high blood pressure, changes in the immune system, reduced ability to fight diseases, or even respond to a vaccine. So if somebody has a vaccine reaction, it could be because of these forever chemicals affecting how your immune system works. We also found associations with high cholesterol, lower antibody resistance, thyroid problems, ulcerative colitis, and a small decrease in fetal and infant growth rates as well. Kids are not as big as they used to be. Now, once they get older, a lot of these chemicals are hormone disruptive, and they act like estrogen, and estrogen is a growth hormone. So we're seeing people get bigger over time, but we're also seeing things like lower sperm count, dramatically lower sperm count. In fact, it appears that every generation has about 50% less sperm count than the generation before. So I have 50% less than my father. My father had 50% less than his father. And if I had a son, his sperm count would be lower than mine, generally speaking. That's scary. I predict, so far I've never been wrong in my predictions, that in the upcoming years, you're going to see this whole cottage industry come up on infertility. Now, it's already there. It's going to blow up because men and women are going to have a real tough time getting pregnant. I mean, I know men can't get pregnant. I get that. But, I mean, you know, becoming players in the pregnancy. And this is a serious issue because how do we make more babies? Now, we can do it in test tubes and things like this, but lower sperm count is a symptom. It's telling you something's wrong. Now, scientists are still learning about how these PFAs harm your health. Growing evidence suggests forever chemicals disrupt the endocrine system. They act like estrogen. It's an endocrine disruptor. And they act like estrogen. They can affect your testosterone. They can affect your thyroid hormones. Hormone dysfunction can be the key to things like cancer and a bunch of other diseases. So the sad part is about what I'm telling you today, but there's good news. It's coming up. Don't worry. The sad part is that we did this to ourselves. We're exposing ourselves to these chemicals. So where might you find these chemicals? We'll talk about it in a second. But another process that occurs is these PFAs, these polyfluoroalkyl chemicals, mimic something called fatty acids in our body. Now, our body uses fatty acids for energy. So they can derail your body's ability to process fats because they look like it and they kind of get into the system and then don't work. Some public health experts suspect that PFAs may be neurotoxic, meaning affecting the brain and the spinal cord, and they can contribute to neurological diseases like Parkinson's. Now, the mechanisms are still unclear, but the association is undeniable. It's a problem. So where do we get them from? They're everywhere. They coat paper and cardboard in food packaging. Years ago, I used to work for a pizza company. I used to work for a donut company. I used to do a lot of, you know, as a kid, I worked since I was 11 years old. But one of the problems we had when I worked for the pizza company, I was a delivery boy, is if the pizza touched the box, it would stick. And the cheese would stick to the top of the box, and of course, customers would complain. So what's happened now is we coat those boxes with a non-stick chemical, a PFA. And so if something touches it, it's less likely to stick. Same thing with wrapping for sandwiches. If you remember years ago, if something fell out of your sandwich, it stuck to the paper. Now it slides right off because those wrappers have these PFAs in them, and they're non-stick. So you're getting exposed to it everywhere. Cans. I don't know if you're old enough to remember, you'd open up a can, you have to scrape the can out to get everything out. Now you turn it upside down, and most of the stuff comes out. Why? It's lined with PFAs, or bisphenol A. Non-stick chemicals that are endocrine disruptors. They're in personal care products. Waterproof mascara, lipstick foundation, lotion, shampoo, shaving creams, body wash. I use an all-natural shaving cream. Why? Because when I shave, I'm tearing up the skin on my face, and it opens up the pores, and toxic chemicals can be absorbed. And so I use a natural shaving cream. I won't give you the brand name because I don't want to promote somebody if they're not, they don't want me to promote them, but I love them. And that's really important. I remember when my dad was alive, he'd use the typical gels and stuff like that. And one day I came home to visit, and I had my natural shaving cream, and I let him use it, and he just loved it. And after he passed away, I remember going through his stuff, and there was a container of the shaving cream I gave him. And it was kind of a nice, heartwarming feeling. But yeah, perfumes, hairsprays, makeups, shampoo, deodorant. Deodorants, you're putting it under your skin, and then you're sweating, so your pores are opening up. What I use for deodorant is I take alcohol, rubbing alcohol, and I put in tea tree oil. And I put it's a little essential oil, and I put enough in so it smells like tea tree oil. I can't smell the alcohol anymore. I just smell tea tree oil. And I got a spray bottle from the dollar store, and I spray that as my deodorant every day because the other deodorants many times are highly toxic. And if it's antiperspirant, it has aluminum in it. It's called aluminum chlorhydrate. And aluminum is a highly toxic heavy metal that can get into the brain and affect the brain. And there are studies showing that women with breast cancer usually have been using, or many times I should say, have been using aluminum chlorhydrate. Is there a direct correlation? I haven't seen a direct correlation yet, but I wouldn't take the chance. And the reason I say that is you're putting it right under your armpit, and that's where your breast is. So I wouldn't take that chance, and I don't think you should either. These chemicals leach into our food, now beverages. They're absorbed through the skin and personal care products. So these forever chemicals are really messing with your body. And they're messing with your DNA, and they're messing with the lipoprotein layer that around your cell where the body absorbs nutrients and passes out waste products, and where hormones dock onto the cell. Hormones released, it attaches to the cell at a receptor site, it's called. And if we have these forever chemicals, they can block up those receptor sites or activate the receptor site. And the body thinks it has all this estrogen, and it doesn't. So the cell acts as if it has estrogen, which is a growth hormone. Most of us are done growing up, so we're either going to grow out or we're going to grow unnatural cells. These are risks that I don't want you to take. You can do it if you want to, but I don't want you to. So the main route of exposure, though, really is through our diet. High levels of these forever chemicals are often identified in fish and shellfish like shrimp and crabs. Most common, most studied culprit, what do you think it is? Water. Drinking water. A report from the Environmental Working Group, and that's a group that does research on protecting the environment, found that over 200 million Americans likely have PFAs in their drinking water, these forever chemicals. Again, I use a whole house water filter. Every drop of water that comes into my house doesn't get past the main line until it's filtered and processed. Because I don't want to shower in it. I don't want to wash my hair in it. I want to brush my teeth in it. I want to cook in it. I want to drink in it. I don't want to bathe in it. I don't want any of these toxic chemicals or as few as possible getting into my house. And I'd like for you to have that same thought process. I even water my garden with filtered water. Why? Because the chemicals can get into my food. So it's not cheap to get a whole house water filter. However, it's well worth it because I don't want to expose myself to these chemicals, and I don't think you should either. If I take a shower, on average, if I shower, you know, average warm shower, I'm going to absorb the same amount of chlorine that will be found in 8 glasses of water because my pores open up when I take a shower and I can absorb the chlorine. Chlorine is an antibiotic, right? You put it in your bathtub, you put your hot tub, you put it in your pool, kills what? Bacteria. Guess what it does in your body? Kills bacteria. And we are nothing but bacteria. We have multiple times more bacteria in our bodies than we have human cells. And so we really are just life support for bacteria. That's all we are. And if you're killing off the good bacteria, it can affect, the bad bacteria can start to overgrow. Same thing with yeast. Yeast is not affected by antibiotics, but and so it can overgrow if it doesn't have competition from bacteria, and you can get something called systemic yeast infection. Now, I'm going to give you a little tip here. How do you know if you have a systemic yeast infection? Tomorrow morning when you go to bed or you go to bed tonight, put a glass of clear water next to your bed. Or clear glass of water. Tomorrow morning when you wake up, before you speak, before you brush your teeth, go up and pee, I want you to get a big mouthful of spit. You know, scrape your tongue with your teeth, get a mouthful of spit and spit into this glass. Leave it there for up to an hour. If you start to see little tentacles coming down like a jellyfish, chances are you have a systemic yeast infection. Now, we can do further testing here in the office. We can do a micronutrient test, and we can test to see if you have a yeast infection. But if you do, you want to address it. And it's caused by, in most cases, antibiotics killing off the good bacteria but not killing off the yeast. And today's clean environment, we have hand sanitizers and we have these sprays that we spray on everything to kill viruses, germs, bacteria. If you're not outside a lot, you're not being exposed to things. When I garden, I don't use gloves unless I'm, you know, doing branches or something like that. But if I'm digging in the dirt, I don't use gloves because I want that good bacteria to get onto my body. We don't do that anymore. And so we're causing a lot of problems in our health system. And this is one of the many reasons that the younger generation has so much higher risk of heart disease, diabetes, cancer, obesity, depression, anxiety. Because we're messing with our diet. And we're messing with our environment too, but mainly the diet. So what we do in our offices, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. What we do in our offices, we want to try to get to the cause of your healthcare problems and not just treat the symptoms. So what might be a cause? Well, the nervous system controls everything. So if you have a problem with your nervous system, could be chemical, could be physical. If you have a pinched nerve, for example, pinched nerve might hurt 10% of the time. 90% of your nerves don't feel pain. So you can have a pinched nerve and not know it. So when patients come in our office, we test the nerves that feel pain and we test the nerves that don't feel pain. Because if we take you on as a patient, I don't want to get you out of pain. I want to get you well. So if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, sciatica, numbness, tingling, had a patient when he walked, his bottom legs hurt. It's called claudications, digestive issues, heartburn, acid reflux. Come see us. Stop suffering needlessly. So many of you right now have health issues that are easy to fix if you know how to do it. So when you come see us, we check your nervous system, we check your digestive system, and we check your diet. And we give you advice. What you do with that advice is totally up to you. You want to make an appointment, which you should. Go to my website right now, drjoe.com, drjoe.com. You can book an appointment right online. You can call us in the Atlanta area. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. We want to be your doctors. We want to help get to the cause of the problem. Now, we can't handle everything. So if it's something that's out of our scope of practice, we have a list of doctors that we know that we trust that I would go to if I had a problem, and we refer you out. And then we co-manage the case. This is a unique way of looking at health. Had a patient the other day. He's had triple bypass in his heart, stents in his legs, circulatory issues. He said, you know, doc, you taught me more in 5 minutes about nutrition than my cardiologist ever taught me in all the years I've been going to her. Now, it's not their fault. Nutrition is not taught in the medical world. It's just not part of the curriculum. And that's okay. That's my job. I laugh. If they did it, I'd be out of a job. So I want to be your doctor. Nervous system, digestive system, and diet. DrJoe.com. Normally the first visit is $980, $940. For my listeners, I've reduced that to $299. Exam, x-rays, consultation, first treatment, going over the x-rays and your follow-up visit, and a complete nutrition evaluation. I'll give you the information. What you do it is up to you. We're probably going to recommend further treatment. In most cases, we do. It's up to you what you do with that information. But we would love to get the nervous system, digestive system, and diet fixed. So make an appointment right now. We'll get you in this week, drjoe.com, drjoe.com. And we accept most insurances. Depends what your insurance covers. It's not up to us. It's up to your insurance company, drjoe.com. So we're talking today about why is the younger generation so sick and why is the older generation so sick? Why do you see these hospitals being built everywhere? They're popping up like crazy. You see these emergency rooms, right? These urgent cares. You know what the urgent care is? It's a place to get treatment, but it's a referral source for the hospital. I go to urgent care. I'm having heart pain. What do? Send me to the hospital. It owns my urgent care. I got back pain. Send me to orthopedic surgeons at the hospital. It owns my urgent care. That's why the urgent cares are owned by the hospitals. It's a referral network. Nothing wrong with that. But understand that we don't have family doctors like we used to. Urgent care is now our family doctor. And the urgent care then says, you know what? You need to go see blank hospital. Next. And they charge you a lot too, by the way. So healthcare costs are out of control. People are getting sicker and sicker. Life expectancy of the younger generation is 5 years less than their parents. Insurance rates are going up. They're paying less. Doctors are making less money. Doctors are getting frustrated because they're not going to be able to treat the patient because the insurance companies are dictating what they can and can't do. I can't tell you how many doctors send us patients because the insurance company said, you know what? This patient, Bob, is too sick to have surgery, too sick to get treated. We're not going to pay for treatment. Too sick to have a treatment. And it happens all the time. They're high risk. So the doctor sent them to us, and we reduced the risk by changing their diet, getting their nervous system, digestive system working. Many times they don't need the procedure. But if they do, at least they're healthy enough to go into it and come out of it healthy. So stop suffering. Just go to my website, drjoe.com, make an appointment to come see us. So we're talking today about why the younger generation is so sick. Now we're talking about what's called forever chemicals, these PFAs. Certain PFAs can no longer be manufactured in the United States, but there are more than 15,000 different types of PFAs still around today, and there's very little research on them because they're not being manufactured anymore. But they're called forever chemicals. They're around for a long time. So you're getting exposed to them, I promise. When you go pay with your credit card, you get a receipt, PFAs, okay, forever chemicals, does called bisphenol A. Like I said, fast food, containers, canned foods. We're using them everywhere because it's nonstick. How about your pots and pans, nonstick coating on your pots and pans? I use cast iron. I have an American cast iron pot. I season it. I put oil in it, and I put it in the oven at about 350 for about an hour, and now it becomes nonstick. You don't wash your cast iron. I have a brush and I scrape it out and it stays nonstick. If it loses its nonstick, I have to what's called season it again. So you're getting it in so many different places. How do you avoid it? It's not possible to dodge them forever. First, look for products that claim PFA free. Okay, remember PFAs, polyfluoroalkyls, those are the forever chemicals we're talking about right now. It's worth avoiding nonstick cookware, especially if it's scratched or flaking. Remember years ago, I started dating a gal, and I was at her house, and all the pots and pans were scratched. Now, I don't tell people how to live their lives unless it's my lecture, but I suggested it would be a good idea to get rid of them. And she did. Made me happy. So, nonstick, absolutely okay. If it says, if you see the word fluoro or perfluoro, not a good idea. Vacuum regularly. It helps remove the PFAs from your carpets. If you have fire-resistant clothes, fire-resistant, stain-resistant sprays that you put on your furniture. These are all PFAs. These are forever chemicals. When you choose a cosmetic, make sure it's all natural. It's organic. You'll be able to read all the ingredients in it. Because you're putting it on your body, it's being absorbed directly into your skin, into your brain, into your eyes, shampoo, hairsprays. Why would you put a toxic chemical right on your scalp that can be absorbed into your brain? Rhetorical question. I hope you don't do it anywhere. When it comes to food, you want to use fresh, unpackaged items as much as possible. Try to stay away from the packaged, processed foods. If you can't pronounce an ingredient, don't eat it. Hey, folks, got to go to break. I just realized I'm running late. If you have any questions, go to my website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com. You can send me questions. You can book an appointment. You can search the website. We have over 4,000 hours of content there. Follow me on social media at Dr. Joe Esposito. We post every single day. We post health tips for you. If you're a veteran and the VA refers you to us, the VA will pay for your treatment. I'm on a VA referral list. I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. Again, the website, drjoe.com. Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.